We felt into the game that we had ample amount of footballers to get by Cavan, and we showed that in the first 15-20 minutes. We were really on top and were causing them all sorts of bother. The game seemed to turn on the two missed goal opportunities that we had. I don't know if it deflated our boys a bit at that stage, but Cavan seemed to come into the game after that, and we could very well have been 2-7 to a point up at that stage, around about the 20 minute mark, and the game could have had a very different complexion. But look, credit to Cavan, they came back at us, and they're a very wily outfit. They're seasoned campaigners, and they know how to grind things out, and they know how to how to work their way into games, and they did that. We had a lot of experience, a lot of minors in the field, a lot of boys that haven't played at this level before. So this is Cavan's, I think they're unbeaten in 14 games this competition in 4 years, which is an unbelievable record, so it's nice to end that run.
The fact it's the first really competitive game for them as well.
It's a very harsh competition. It's so hit or miss, and there's Cavan after playing so well for 40 minutes. They're away home tonight out of the competition, and it could have been so different for them, but look, that's football. And we have suffered at the hands of Cavan, we've suffered at the hands of the gods last year, conceding the goal the way we did. And it's nice to get to whether we deserved it or not. It's very, very relieved to get it.
What did you say to them at half time? Because Cavan came back into the game in the closing minutes, but before the break, Kevin O'Reilly scored a couple of points, and there was on the scoreboard, there was nothing on it at half time. So, how did you sort of recharge your men for the second half, Max? What did you say to them?
Well, you got to tell them that that the it's championship football, it's knockout, it's backs to the wall stuff, and if we could. And get it together, we're going to go to the competition, and all the work they've done over the last while, all the commitment these boys have given, that it's going to be over. The journey ends there and then if you get beat. So there wasn't many G not to be done. The boys are very well aware of the consequences of not turning around, and look, you probably question whether they did turn around or not. You can't fault them for effort. They give it everything they've got, and sometimes in football you get your reward for the end of that. You get a break, and sometimes you don't, and thankfully tonight we did.
You got a break with the penalty situation, which led to that, and unfortunately Ryan, it came off the goalkeeper, and at that stage I suppose it would have put a real firm grip for you on the game. What were you thinking when the penalty was missed, Maxie? Was maybe panic station starting to come in then, given the way the game had gone before that, the 17 minutes off the second half?
Well, I suppose it's when you're missing penalties like that, you're probably thinking, well, God, this is just not going to be our night, yet again. But we, funnily enough, the free kick was about to be taken, the one prior to that, and we told Huey to kick it long, and Huey thought the message was for him to go inside to receive it instead of kicking it, and it's funny how these situations develop, and then we became dependent on the long ball, and the next one followed suit, that went high as well, and Kieran Thompson made a fabulous catch, and he was brilliant all night, Kieran Thompson. We just gave a fantastic display in the middle of the field, and credit to him.
Because them long balls weren't working and patches for you tonight. You were causing them more problems when you were running at them, Max. And I suppose they had no options. They had to send it on high for that goal at the end.
Well, they did, yeah. I suppose the thing about playing long ball in as well, it always puts a wee bit of doubt in the opposition's mind. They're always on the edge of their seat, when the ball's putting in there, and it only takes one to land in the right place to end up in the net, as showed in the end. So I'll not say our tactics were justified, but just sometimes you get a wee break, and thankfully we got it tonight.
As we said earlier in the interview, it's always hard to come out with a first competitive game, but you've now got over the first hurdle, and it was a big scalp for you as well, dethroning Cavan. It's their first defeat since 2010, but I know it's early after the victory here, Maxie, but you now have to look forward to another game against Monaghan.
We do, and Monaghan are very strong outfit. They, that's a very good Derry team they've beaten tonight. We've seen Derry play last week, and they're very impressive. Some really good footballers. We don't know an awful lot about Monaghan. We were so fixated on Cavan. We knew they were going to be a very tough nut to crack. They're just so seasoned, and they're just such a well-oiled outfit. They're really well coached, and they're well set up and well organised, and that's definitely probably the least talented of all the teams that have come over the last 3 or 4 years, but they were no less efficient at what they did. So it is, it's now it's starting to rehash the books again and see what Monaghan have to offer. They won a minor championship in 2013, so that crop of players. We've seen Ryan McInnesby play in Letterkenny 2 weeks ago. We see what a good player he is. So Monaghan teams are always very, very tough and very stubborn and very rugged, and that's the way it's going to be. So it's going to be a real battle.
Yeah, but just going to it with a big boost now, because that is a big lift for you to beat Cavan. That's the one you just want to do, isn't it?
That's the monkey out of the back. You know, when it came out of the hat, you know, way back in October, you're thinking, oh, Cavan again, here we go. And then all of a sudden you think, that is exactly what we needed. That's what we wanted. You know, we've suffered long enough, and, you know, we've enough hard luck stories, and now we have a chance to, you know, to rectify and put the record straight in. And probably didn't play well enough to deserve it, but we probably played well enough last year to deserve it, and we didn't get it, so that's just the way it goes. But it's going to give us a good boost. It's going to get a big lift. There'll be a lot of relief in there, because the boys will know they didn't play well, and we can only improve from that.